Peace, peace. E2K on the spot. Real talk, real life with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And I'm in the building.
Love Talk Welcome. Radio.
Welcome, everyone. I don't know. I think I'm experiencing technical difficulties as we started. But anyway, you're listening to www.lushradioonline.com with your sexy host, Emma E2K. And this is Real Talk. We got a hot topic for you tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Those that are listening to us or on the Facebook or however it is that you're tuning in, I appreciate you. The topic, today's topic, is something that I had actually posted on Facebook like 2 days ago. And it was an incident that had happened. Not an incident, but, you know, it was something that I had been witness to. I mean, it started making me think. I posted it up, and I actually got a lot of responses. A lot of people kind of were feeling what I was saying, you know, and I had like 29 people that liked it. My Facebook, for those that don't know, it's Emma E2K, so make sure you follow me, Emma E2K. So I posted on Tuesday, wow, I'm at the school bus stop with my daughter, and there are about 5 girls from ages 13 to 14. One starts, my dad doesn't love me. The other girls ask her, why you say that? The first girl answers, he doesn't pay any child support and won't sign the divorce papers. Too much information. These should not be conversations for princesses. You know, shake my head. Women, please keep your grown business away from your children. Don't rob them from just having children thoughts. Just saying. So, you know, I posted that up, and, you know, I didn't think I was going to get too much response on it, but I actually did. People were actually posting and liking it. So shout out to everybody that was on my Facebook and, you know, threw in a comment. I'm going to read the following ones by Chiquita. There can only be one poison, Chapman Bowles. I mean, she put wow. Janet put unreal. So I put Janet. I answered that Janet back. Actually, it happens a lot more than we care to admit. We need not forget that when you have children, your role is to be their parent, not their friend. FSR versus Boss says, I agree. Wishbones came in saying, wow, that's a shame, but that just shows how petty grown-up people can get making those type of combos in front of the kids, a topic that should stay behind doors. I answered, that's why our kids are growing too fast and babies are having babies. You know, 3 people agree with that with me. Maria put, I agree, don't rob them from their childhood. Wishbone added, this is a great topic for your radio show. Please, please, is a must air show issue. Hello, I'm on the air. Call in 347-826-7722 and let me hear what you got to say. Okay, followed by Janet says, we need to protect our kids and give them the best childhood we can. How they grow up can be an impact later on in their future. I totally agree. Your kid, not a friend you talk your problems with. Wishbone says, I strongly agree with you, JD. I added, Wishbone already have decided to make this one of my show topics for this Thursday. I definitely have to be talked about more. And I said, wake up, parents. Steph added, that's so sad. Mimi put, this is really sad and real, something that definitely needs to be brought to the attention of to its so-called younger adult generation. Cynthia put, totally agree. Raina says, you're absolutely right. And then Raina says to Janet, you're right, your children are not your friends. If you need to talk and get stuff off your chest, get a therapist. And Diane added, oh, my God. So, you know, this is just some of the comments of what I just finished saying, you know, the stuff that I posted on Tuesday, which leads to the topic of today. The topic of today is women talking grown things in front of their kids. Is it right or is it not right? Is this a moral question, or is it right or is it not right? Okay. I'm experiencing technical difficulties. I see you on the phone. You're on with Emma E2K?
Hello?
Yes, I hear you. 516, who's this?
Yes, this is Hayes. How are you? How you doing, Emma?
Hayes, how are you?
How are you, sweetie? How was your holidays?
Oh, my holiday was beautiful. It was a blessing. I can't complain. Or rather, I could, but who wants to hear it, right?
Yeah.
Who wants to hear that?
Go take it.
What people want to hear right now is actually the topic, and the phone lines are blowing up, so I touched some nerves. So the topic for today is women talking grown things in front of their kids. Is it right or wrong? And in a male perspective, what do you think about that? Do you think it's right? And men do it too. Men do it too, ladies. Please do not call me and tell me, oh, men do this. I'm not discussing the men tonight. I'm discussing the women. Because us women are usually 80% of the ones that have custody of our children. So we have the more of an influence. So that's why I'm asking women, is it proper for you to talk grown things in front of your kids? Or what do you think about that, Hayes?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want my opinion on this?
Always.
Okay. First and foremost, yes and no. I'll say the no part to begin with, and then I'll just go to the yes part because I really got a hit and run. I mean, I'm just going to read you a quote really quick. All abusive parents are unhappy parents, and unhappy parents are feelings-based people who act out on these feelings regardless to whether what they are saying or doing is right or wrong for their child. Now, we have to look at our own situations of mental abuse or even milder ulterior efforts, and how happy is the person who's damaging your child? Are they overall a happy person to begin with? Lots of women, and I'm not in no way saying any disparaging statements towards women. All I'm saying is lots of women tend to quote-unquote husband bash, you know, in front of their children. And that's a really bad thing to do. Or if their marriage is going wrong or relationship is going wrong, that tends to have a very, very strong impact on the child. You know, so a happy parent, again, like I said, a happy parent is one who nurtures his or her children physically and emotionally. And happy people don't molest, pass hurt feelings on to, deprive the other parent's love from, or otherwise hurt their children. Happy people who go through divorces or breakups hurt just like anyone else, but they elevate their behaviors to protect their children from the adult pain. So I say that to say this. There was a couple, it's actually a law in Michigan, Section 337, indecent, et cetera, language, impressions of women or children. Any person who shall use any incident, immoral, obscene, vulgar, or insulting language in the presence or hearing of any woman or child shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. In 1999, a man was convicted of violating this law after he fell out of his canoe and started swearing upon a storm. He was arrested and charged under an 1897 Michigan law. In 2002, the law was overturned after the ACLU of Michigan successfully fought the law on the First Amendment ground. So we're talking about a very sensitive topic right here, because what children, when I was growing up, my parents would tell me, as they were speaking amongst other adults, go to your room. That's where my butt belongs. And when they say go to your room, that meant go to your room, because they were about to speak about things that were not my business. Now, mind you, I peeped, of course. You know how children are. You listen on things, and believe me, that had an impact on me in my adult as I grew up. Throughout my life, I heard things that I really, really didn't like. And even as an adult, I heard something that I didn't even like that my ex told me, you know, and it was just something that my father told my mom, and it was in front of my ex-wife, and she told me this, and it practically broke my heart in pieces. You know, that just goes to show that you have to be careful with women and men of what you say in front of anyone, even especially children. You know, because that right there, when she told me that just brought the inner child in me, and I just broke down, not in front of her, of course. I waited till later, she went to sleep, and I'm still pondering with that in my mind. You know, so that can have what you call post-traumatic stress upon someone. You know, these children grow up listening and hearing and bringing these things that they hear at the table, wherever the women are speaking, you know, and they bring it to school. Who knows what these little girls might start saying or doing?
Well, that's what drew this topic. I was on the, waiting at the bus stop when my daughter, the school bus was coming. These girls, they were like between the ages of 13 and 15. And the one girl says, you know, my daddy doesn't love me. And the other girls ask her, well, why you say that? And she goes, because he doesn't pay child support and he's not signing the divorce papers. You know, right there I'm hearing an adult. I'm not hearing a child. I'm hearing her repeating an adult. There was an adult, her mom or whoever, there was an adult. What kind, at age 13 and 15, why is she discussing child support and divorce? That's because that's being spoken in front of her, you know, and, I mean, obviously she's hearing this and she's taking it back to school. She's taking it back, you know, to the other kids. And this is what now is spreading around. And I say, you know what, this topic has to just be talked about. And that's what got me to this topic. But I have other people on the line. Hey, hang on, please. Let me give someone else a chance also to voice their opinion. Don't hang up on me. I'll be right with you. 845, you're on with Emma E2K?
Emma?
Yes, how you doing, 845? Who's this?
What's good, Emma?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah, what's going on? What's
going on? Spoke to you in a good minute.
I know. And you called in a good topic, too. Yummy.
I know.
And I love it. These are just men calling. Women, please, 347-826-7722. Yeah, I need to call in. I already got two men voicing in. Jeremiah. You were online. I don't really kind of have to repeat nothing because you kind of heard everything. So, speak your piece. Speak your piece. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, I hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, well, you know, to touch on what the gentleman was saying.
That was Hayes on the other side.
See, we're in a whole new age as far as information. These little kids, you know, get their information from everywhere now. If something happens and, you know, the children get a hold of the info, we can't really blame the mother or the father, because there's just so much. We can't be around them 24/7. You know what I mean? And children are like geniuses now. Like, they can do things with the computer that we never done. You know, this is like super. This information superhighway. There's so many things that, as far as for us, you know, talking topics, we have to watch that. We can't, you know how it was, you know, back in the days, you couldn't be around, you could not be around when the adults were talking.
Right.
But now that's children find a way. Children are curious. They're going to find a way. What your job is when a problem arrives and they get that type of information, it's up to the woman to talk to them, because eventually you can't shelter your children from the world now. The world is an open book for them now. They're gonna find some way, somehow, in school, online, anyway.
Right,
we don't have to.
You're right, Jeremiah, and I don't mean to cut you off. You absolutely got what you're saying, but I think you're heading another direction to where really I want to talk about. What I'm saying is, I'm not speaking about kids getting information, because it's ridiculous now the way they can get the information. What I'm saying is, as far as a mother, the women, when they sit down to talk and want to male bash or want to bash the baby daddy because he didn't pay child support, because it's not.
Oh, absolutely not.
When you're going to do those type of things, is it right to do it in front of your kids? I mean,
no,
even if it's
absolutely
age,
not.
Even if it's
you're
age,
not supposed
it should
to
be
do
some
any,
type of morals.
Anything, absolutely not. You're not supposed to do any of those things in front of your children, because they're going to, like I said before, kids are sponges, and most of them want to be, you know, especially the little girls, they want to be their mother. You know, the mother is their first teacher, as far as being a female. The mother is who they look up to. So if the daughter's, you know, talking a certain kind of way, you kind of know where she got it from.
You know where she got it from. Exactly.
It starts at home. They always had that big controversy about where does it start. It starts at home. It starts at home.
Absolutely, I agree. And this is not, again, I got to keep repeating, this is not bashing any women at all. This is actually to let women, you know, open their eyes and wake up. Sometimes some of them are doing it and not realizing what they're doing.
No, you know, I know women be on the phone with their girlfriends, be on the phone with their mother, and talk about so-and-so and what they did to them. And, you know, you never know, your daughter's standing right there absorbing them. All that information,
right.
You know, whenever she's outside, you know, she's talking like her mother. She sounds just like her mother. So then before you know it, she's knowing these things. You're like, where did she get them from? She got them at home because, you know, they're going to listen to whatever their parents are talking about, they're going to be listening. They're going
right.
to be listening. So you can't be around them, you know, when they're not around, then you speak whatever. You tell them to go to their room and do what they're doing. But other than that, you can't, because they're going to absorb all that, and it's going to come out at an inappropriate time because they're not old enough, you know, to know that that's not appropriate outside the house. This is your
Correct.
Own personal business. This is
Correct.
Your own personal business. This happened to us, and it happened to nobody outside. You know, they're not old enough to understand that, so women got to be really careful.
Right. Okay. Jeremiah, my phone lines are burning, so I'm trying to get everybody. Please stay hanging out with me. I appreciate you calling. Don't hang up. Let me just go to the next caller. Hayes, I'm glad you're still on. I'm going to 917. 917, y'all, whatever, E2K. 917-539.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hi, Emma. Hi, it's Frances. How are you?
Hi, Frances. I'm great. You listening to the topics and everything that's going on?
Absolutely. I was just listening in. I didn't even know I was going to speak. So, but no, great topic. Back in the days, parents would absolutely not allow us to be in their business, listening in to grown-up talk. We would just really get it if we were to do something like that. That was considered very disrespectful. We would never speak out of turn. So I absolutely agree that, you know, it's something that parents should really filter and not do, because they tend to treat children and say inappropriate things in front of them. And I just think that kids are just growing up way too fast and not just hearing things they shouldn't. And like you said, they take it to the classmates and other sources. And they just don't have the maturity to handle that type of information.
Do you think that happens, as a woman, I'm asking you, do you think that happens more with, like, single women? Like, you know, where there's not a father in the house?
No, a single woman will tend to use their children as almost like their mate, or they're always in their company. And instead of going to that significant other, they might be having that, you know, might have that child fill in that role, and that a mate would usually do. So I could see a single mother doing that more than someone that has, you know, another parent and who's co-parenting a child and who might say, let's not speak in front of our child because, you know, it's inappropriate for him or her to be listening in on what we're saying. But when I hear, you know, the personal business or the bad language and many other things, it's just sad because you see the kids repeating what they're hearing. And like Jeremiah said, even when you're on the phone, you have to be careful because kids are like sponges and they're just picking up on any and every little thing.
No, I mean, it's true. One thing to me, I think one thing is because, again, you know, they're sponges for everything. Even if you send them to the room, you know, they're going to do their nosing, their, you know, they're trying to listen. But that's different than they actually sitting there and you're engaging in the whole conversation and the whole bashing, and your child is sitting there like kind of co-signing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I mean, because
yes.
I recall times, you know, when I was growing up, my mother just had to look at me. I already knew when there was another adult present and she just had to glance my way, I already knew to get my butt up and go to my room and go about my business. You know?
Absolutely.
I wasn't opinioning. I wasn't adding my opinion. And I've been in that situation where I've been talking to another adult, another woman, and she has her child present, and the child is engaging in the adult conversation. And, you know, it makes you kind of feel uncomfortable because you tell the child hello, or, you know, you wait for the parent to be like, you're not going to tell your child this is inappropriate, like, you're not going to send your child somewhere, like, we're discussing grown-up stuff, like, you know what I mean? And
oh, I would definitely speak on it. I would say that, you know, I'm not feeling comfortable speaking or, you know, engaging in this topic in front of a minor.
Right.
I would absolutely bring it up. I would definitely say I'm just not comfortable saying this in front of, you know, maybe you do that and you speak all type of subjects. Oh, well, I want them to learn. But there's a time for a child to learn and handle certain information. And I just think that, you know, some parents are just not, like, they're putting it all out there, and just the children can handle it. And you see them saying things that, like you said, why is the child speaking about divorce and other subjects? What does the child really know about that? You know, they're too young
or
to even handle it.
Or child support.
How does that even concern a child?
Yeah,
absolutely,
I mean, a little girl speaking about child support.
Not.
How do you explain to a little girl about child support, or that he doesn't want to sign a divorce? Like, how do you know? How did she know that the father didn't want to sign the divorce papers? That had to have been discussed, you know, or in her surroundings. I can't say I wasn't there. I'm not going to lie and say the little girl was sitting and the mother was speaking to her directly. I don't know. But what I'm saying is she got that information and she went and was taking it actually back to her friends and her school. And I'm overhearing this because she's saying it pretty loud. So she's surrounded by five other girls. There's other people, listening. There's other adults there. And I have to twist my neck to really be like, wow, like, these are the things that they are discussing, No, we can't stop them from whatever they're going to discuss. No, we can't keep them off the internet and there's a mess up there, even with the YouTube and all this craziness. There is craziness out there.
Oh, my goodness.
But what I want to get close to is as far as us women, how we are raising our daughters and even our sons. There's got to be, I'm an adult, you're my child. It can't be, I'm your mother and we cool, like we friends. How are you teaching a child boundaries when then you want them to respect you? They're looking at you like, well, you're cool. You told me you was my friend. You know what I'm saying? Friends diss each other. Now, a relationship between mother and child is totally different. That's like sacred. Like, that's holy grail. Like, oh, like, you don't even mess with that. But if you're giving your child kind of, messages about, oh, we cool, no, we friends, we can hang, you could tell me this and you could tell me that. No, actually, they are not all things you can tell me. I can find somebody appropriate that you can talk to about that. But I there's things that really you should always remain a parent. And that's my opinion. Everybody has different opinions because everybody, has their own right to raise their child the way they want to. I'm just saying this is how I view things and this is my opinion on this topic. But I thank you for calling. Francis, stay hanging on. I got another call on my phone lines are off the hinges. Give me one second. 646, you're on with Emma E2K. 646-318. Okay, maybe you just want to listen. I'm going to give you two more seconds, and then I'll just keep you on hold. You can just hear the show. All righty, put you back on mute. So this is what we're discussing. 646, you just came in a little while ago, but you got to hear a little part of it. The topic that we're discussing is about women, and is it appropriate for them to speak grown business in front of their children? Again, this is just everything that I'm saying is just my opinion, and I am free and entitled to speak it. And so is everybody else. This is why I'm opening up the lines. 347-826-7722. Call in and voice your opinion. Hit me up on Facebook, which is Emma E2K, or follow me on the Twitter. You can post it on my page, and I'll gladly read off whatever it is that you posted. Whether I like it or not, I'll read it out. I'm not biased to nothing. Everybody has, their ways to look at things. And it's cool, but I don't think it's cool when it affects our children. I have a problem with that. And I tend to speak on things, that I find a problem with. So make sure you call in 347-826-7722. It's your girl. Okay, I'm having problems on the board. I don't know why. All right, let me go to Paige. Paige?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, did you just hear the drop that I threw? I think I'm having a problem with my board. Did you just hear anything?
Yeah, I heard a drop.
You heard a drop. Okay, I know I'm bugging. Why can I not hear my own drop?
Before I'm bouncing, I'm sorry that I'm, hitting and running,
Hey, yo, that's what she said.
I just wanted to, like I said in the beginning of the show, that it's a yes and no thing, because let's just look at the big picture and the question, is it right or wrong? Okay, yes and no. Because among the parents, the mother has a much larger role to play in the child's life, all right? And, it's the good quality
qualities of characteristics to develop to be a good mother to your child. So since the mother is the most important person in the life of a child, it's important for her to be a positive and more like and moral role model, an example that can look up to, she can appreciate and honor. Whatever the child observes from her, such as her housekeeping habits, her manners, her relationships with others, the way she spends money, in general, her lifestyle, just in general, will all undoubtedly affect the child's character. So, for instance, the child notices the love and respect the wife displays for her husband, father, or others, and would be prepared to be loving and affectionate mate to when they get married later in life and be respectful to one's parents. At the same time, when a child sees the parents are disrespectful and arguing always, they are influenced by that too. So admit when you do something wrong and don't be afraid to apologize. You know, with that being said, I stick to the topic that it's wrong to speak in front of a child. You know, because that child is going to take what they choose. They're going to pick and choose the words that they hear, and they're going to run with them. They're going to run with them. They're going to run with them to school. They're going to run with them in their mind. You know, and like I said, it can affect them in the long run. And last but not least, you know, I have, thank God, I have a great, great relationship. Just, you know, just now my daughter was calling me, my 18-year-old daughter. You know, I just recently let her have friends with me on Facebook. Now, I never asked her, you know, did her mother say any disparaging statements, you know, speaking, but she told me, hey, Dad, this is what Mom said. But I've learned different, that you're not that person, you know, and that's what men have to go through nowadays. And I'm going to family court right now because I have a 10-year-old that I haven't seen in over 3 years. I've been paying child support. She lives in New York City. I'm in Mass. And this woman is like almost like finding Waldo. You know, it's like almost impossible for her to find. You know, not even the processors could have found her, but she was found. December 20th, I have a big day. Please say a prayer for me.
Yes.
Dying to see my little girl, you know, but then now I don't know what her mom has told her all these years or what she has heard all these years. So I'm going to have to, you know, I'm going to have to, like, develop a whole new relationship with my daughter not knowing what she has heard about Daddy. You know what I mean? And it's kind of tough. It's kind of tough because, you know, I kept a journal, a day-to-day journal of every day I haven't seen my little girl. And she turned 10, and I just saw a recent picture of her, and I couldn't believe how tall she is. I'm 6'2", so she got that from me. But I remember this, and I'll conclude with this. I remember this much. I remember being family court, okay, and there were four women. One, I was talking to a gentleman next to me about my case, and one of the women, they were all four sitting across from me, and one of them just happened to be hearing, and she said, excuse me, you mean to tell me that you're here because you want to see your child and the mother is not letting you and you're paying child support? You don't seem like a bad man to me, you know? I don't know if that was a come-on or what. It wasn't no type of come-on because the other three were like, wait a minute, what? We're here trying to get the others to come and take care of their child and so on and so forth. Now, there was a little girl there, and that little girl was overhearing that. I don't think it was right for that little girl to have heard everything that was going on between us right there in court. Right here in court, you know,
So with that said and done, I say I would stick more to the nay than the yay of speaking in front of children. You know, I would think, you know, it's really wrong, especially if it's, like I said, disparaging statement. I would say for a good mother, because like I said before, among the parents, the mother has a much larger role to play in a child's life. So I would say, and I'll conclude with this, there's five rules that a mother should stick to. Set a good example, be there for the child, love and patience, be a good listener, and of course, responsible. And with that said and done, you got the incredible Hayes, and I thank you, Emma, for letting me speak on your show, as always. And I'll catch you on the Rima.
Thank you, babe. I so appreciate you, and I will definitely keep you in my prayers. Your daughter's situation. I know that it's a tough road, but I thank you on behalf of all those mothers and all those daughters for you stepping up regardless and facing that and having that relationship with your daughter. So I definitely salute you, man. It's a big salute for me. Me being a daughter of a man that I didn't have a relationship with until the last month he died. So, you know,
I
definitely
and I know how you took that. I know. I remember.
Mm-hmm.
I remember very well. You know, and you know what? I salute you because I believe you did go to the hospital.
Yes, I did.
Like
I spent every day with him until he departed. Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did. You know, you didn't know. I remember that you did not know whether you should go or not, you know, but
mm-hmm.
you listened to your heart and you went, you know, and I salute you. I give you credit, you know, for listening to your heart inside, listening to your heart and not any resentments, past resentments, and stepping up. This way your conscience is clear.
In all honesty, you know, when I first got there, I went with resentment. You know, it was my cousin. I have to thank Pastor Elliot and I have to thank Al. You know, they really, really drove it home for me, you know, and they were like, listen, and my mom, you know, they were like, if you don't do this, you're going to regret it. And I'm in my mind, in my stubbornness, I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't care. He ain't been in my life. I don't care. You know, I had my defense war and they kept on, you know, go. And I said, you know what? At the beginning, when I first, my initial visit, to get them off my back so I could say, well, I went. And when I did go, I still was, you know, resisting him until I let that guard down a little bit, and I came to really look at this man, I look in his face. This man looked just like me. It was like I was looking in a mirror, a male figure, like, how does this happen? Like, this man looks just like me. I look just like him. He's half the reason why I'm here. And even at that point that I didn't understand why all that was happening, I said, you know what, God? Okay, I'm going to forgive him and all that, and I'm going to, you know, let go and let happen. And I walked in faith through, you know, the rest of the time I walked in faith. And I don't regret it one bit. I don't regret it one bit at all. He definitely died knowing I forgave him, so I don't regret it one bit.
You know, that is, to me, I'm speechless, you know, because, you know, I wouldn't even know what to have said, you know, to you. I wouldn't know him. But you know what? You know, I believe that with that being said and done, you know, that you cleared your air. You know what I mean? You cleared your air and you did what you had to do. You know, and for me, in my opinion, what we're talking about now, well, in my opinion, you know, that took a lot of courage. You know,
It took a lot of emotional courage. And then you know what? Let me tell you something. You may subconsciously know it or consciously know it, but you grew from that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
You absolutely grew from that. And let me I conclude that speaking in front of children, going back to the topic, speaking in front of children, and I'm going to write this as a quote on my page, and I'll put it on yours also.
Yes.
It's all about words, because words are powerful tools. They can create or they can destroy. They can build up or they can tear down. I believe most people have a drive to align their actions and their attitudes with their words. If you start speaking well of someone, you start believing what you say. You know, and that's just the way it goes down.
That's just the way it goes down. So for me, I don't think that women should be speaking in front, especially, you know, when you have the get-togethers and everything. Speaking in front of the children is, I'm leaning more towards the, look,
I was taught that if you don't have anything good to say, don't say anything.
You know, my mother definitely always told me that. You ain't got nothing good to say, don't say none at all.
You know,
that's
so
why sometimes I stay quiet.
You know, so with that said, like, I you know, I'm like, look, if the ladies don't have anything to say, and especially you're all together, you know, that's why, you know, don't say nothing, you know, especially in front of her or him, because it's going to have an impact. It's going to have an impact, a long-term impact at that, you know, and then it comes the acting out. Why are they acting? Then the parents wonder why their children are acting out in school or why they're doing this. And then all of a sudden, well, my mommy said that. What?
You know what?
Then all
and you
of
know
a sudden
what?
You get
I'm
a
gonna...
call. And,
I'm going to tell you that I've been, you know, I'm going to put myself there. I've done it myself where I'm not realizing it. You know, I have a 3-year-old, and at that age, I wasn't really taking, at this age, I wasn't really taking account that he's actually absorbing the things that I'm saying. I'm like, okay, you know, whatever, we're talking, he's not. And my mother had called me the other day and asked me something. She was like, did you say this, whatever, in front of him? Because this is what he said. And I was like, floored. I was like, oh my God, he started repeating something that I had said, you know, and it was just like crazy. It wasn't really even something bad, but the point that he remembered and went and spoke, imagine if I would have said, you know, something else. So that floored me. So you know what, that, you know, that just taught me too. It teaches me too, you know, because when I throw out the knowledge for everybody else on the show, I mean, I also receive it, and I do the wisdom even with whatever I'm saying and the words that are coming out of my mouth. So, you know, I'm more careful now. I make sure, okay, is he in listening distance? You know, TV's on, whatever. If I'm going to speak, I make sure, or something deep or personal, it sure will not be with him around. You know, that I won't do anymore. Just knowing that he's at an age that he's already paying attention and absorbing what I'm saying. So that's, you know, dangerous. When we think, oh, no, they're little, they don't realize, they don't know. No, they do absorb, they do remember, they do. Some of them will speak it, some of them will harbor it in, you know. And
absolutely.
And misunderstand it and act out, like you said. So we just got to be real careful. Hayes, I thank you so much. You're such a blessing. Thank you. For your insight, because a lot of things that you said that, I mean, you just hit it right on point. And I'm glad that, you know, I'm getting male perspective as far as women, too. Any more women, though, call in 347-826-7722 and let's keep discussing this topic. This is not really to point fingers. It's just really giving awareness. Women, we have to wake up and realize what we're doing to our children. You know, sometimes we are conscious that we're doing it, and sometimes we're not. So I'm really going for both. I'm going for both women that don't know they're doing it and the ones that do know. And, take heed to what we're saying here, please. Just take heed to what we're saying, because the victim here will be the children. And that's the saddest thing, because nobody tells us what relationship to have. These kids didn't tell us, here, you're going to be my mommy and you're going to be my daddy. You know, as adults, we chose that. So as adults, let's handle our situation as adults and keep these kids out of it. You know, let these children live.
Exactly
the
right.
Life. So they're
exactly
like,
right.
You know, mommy, they love daddy, and they just love for everybody. Now they're like, well, I don't
all
like
love.
Daddy because he went and, you know, had another woman. Like, why kids shouldn't even be speaking that? Like, that shouldn't even be part of what their thought process. They should be, I'm happy to be with daddy, I'm happy to be with mommy, grandma, whatever, you know? So, you know, just spreading the word, man. Again, Hayes, I appreciate you so much. I know you got to go. I keep holding you. Like, no, don't go.
You know what? I'm just going to take care of my business. It's probably
yes.
going to last maybe 20 minutes. If not, I'm going to just jump right back on. How's that?
Awesome. That's great. All right, I'll let you go then. Bye.
All right. Peace, baby girl.
Peace,
may you have a good
peace,
show.
Peace. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Oh, my God. That was an incredible Hayes. I so appreciate when he calls in. He always has a lot of words of wisdom. Francis, I see you still with me. Let me go on to a song, and I'll be right back, guys. And you're listening to www.lushradioonline.com, Real Talk, Real Life with your sexy host, ME2K. And for the first hour, man, it's been a real hot topic. For the first hour, we've had a couple of callers, and, you know, we're talking about women talking grown things in front of their kids. Is it right? Is it right or wrong? And for the most part, I guess, you know, we're getting – everybody's agreeing that that's not right. You know, kids should be in kids' place, you know. You know, we talked about, I guess, the different degrees of that. But I'm going to read. I have someone that threw a comment, which was Frances. Actually, she was on the line earlier. She writes, great topic. Parents should not be talking their grown business in front of their kids. Back in the old days, we didn't sit and listen to grown-ups talk. We left the room, and when we were told to do something, we did it. We didn't dare talk back or act disrespectful. We knew our place, and if we got out of line, we would get it. Parents need to filter what they say in front of little kids. Let them enjoy their innocence and childhood. And I so agree. I definitely agree 100%. Also, I want to go to what Hayes left. Hayes posted something else on one of my group pages, and, you know, the internet's a little smell. So I'm trying to get to what he posted, which was something that he was saying on the show, but he said he would post it, and I can read it off. But by the way, don't forget, call in 347-826-7722, and let's discuss this topic, man. The topic is hot. It's just on fire today. So what Hayes put was, to be a truly effective leader, you must lead yourself, and then you must lead your family. Your marriage is a powerful visual of how you treat the people you value the most. When you speak highly of your spouse, your followers are more likely to trust you. It takes your leadership to another level. Wow, that's pretty deep. Thank you. Wow, thank you, Hayes, for that one. That was definitely pretty deep. And I guess, yeah, we can definitely agree to that. Yeah, we can definitely agree to that. That definitely makes a lot of sense. It's just, and again, I got to keep repeating, it's my opinion. You know, or people may not agree, and that's cool. That's actually what starts up the sense of conversation, you know. You may not agree what I'm saying, but to me, I feel that a kid, kids, and when I say kids, of course, I'm speaking about minor children. They should not be within ear, you know, an ear level of adults when adults are talking about adult matters. You know, I could be wrong. There's some adults that, you know, actually want to treat their child as they were buddies, as they were friends. You know, there's mothers that I know that smoke and drink with their kids. And they don't see nothing wrong with that. You know, they say, well, it's better he does it with me than he does it with his friends. I may not agree with that. But, you know, everybody is up to whatever they believe in. And, you know, I'm just saying it's just a thin line. Please be careful. What you think that will be okay now may not be the right thing that you did for your child tomorrow. You know, so please, women, you know, wake up. Just everybody, just kind of wake up. And you're listening to www.lushradioonline, Real Talk, Real Life with Joe's sexy host, Emma Itukay. And I think I'm experiencing technical difficulties. I'm not too sure. If you can call in 347-826-7722 and let me know. You just heard the music that I was just playing called Wake Up. I'm not too sure if I just went like a whole 5 minutes without no sound. Wow. So please, again, if you can call me, anybody can just call 347-826-7722 or hit me up on a Facebook and let me know if you can actually hear me.
E2K on the spot, real talk, real life, with Emma E2K on
LushRadioOnline.com. So BX, stand up, y'all heard?
Get it, Trick. You get it.
Okay, so I hope that you was hearing sound. Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. I actually was supposed to be on 2 hours, but we're going to wrap it up today. I'm experiencing, again, technical difficulties, and I don't want to go another hour of the show. Not no understanding what the board is doing. So I appreciate everybody. Please stay tuned for next Thursday on E2K on the Spot. I'll be on same time, same bat channel, man. You already know, www.lushradioonline.com, and that's 347-826-7722. And, you know, again, the message is, women, please be careful what you say in front of your children. You don't want to regret it tomorrow.